Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induwa Rampol Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chidi. As we approach the end of the year, let me take this opportunity to wish each one of you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year 2020. And as we approach this time of the year, we do all our Christmas shopping. And if you're a child, I hope I'm not spoiling anything for you. But you've probably been taught as a child that if you are nice, if you were good throughout the year, you will be on Santa Claus's nice list. And if you were not a good child throughout the year, then you would be on the naughty list, and those on the naughty list would not receive any gifts from Santa Claus at Christmas time. And that's what we've been taught. Of course, many of us came to know that all of this is just a myth. I really hope I didn't spoil it for any of you children listening to me. All right, but I want you to think about what that means. It has created a belief in children growing up that you carry into your old age, that if you are good, good things will happen to you. And if you are not good, bad things will happen to you. And we know that that is not totally bad. I mean, everybody wants to be good. Everybody wants good children. Nobody wants to have bad children. It would be great if everybody was good. And that has some merit, it has some truth. But when it comes to Christianity, that is a belief that is completely opposite to the principles of Christianity. Because Christianity teaches there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that's good. And our whole salvation in Jesus Christ is based on the belief that we are not worth it, we are not worthy, we were sinners incapable of saving ourselves. And that is why Jesus Christ came, lived a sinless life, a good life, and he died, presented himself as a sacrifice, the lamb that takes away the sins of the world. And through his righteousness, we now have eternal life through God's substitution. And it's a belief that we know. If I ask you as a Christian, are you saved by grace? Of course you're going to tell me yes. Of course you're going to say yes. It's an academic response. Yes, we're saved by grace and not by works. We know that scripture, Ephesians chapter 2, by heart. But the real test of any belief is when rubber hits road. Because whenever we go through trials in life, all of a sudden, that old mentality, that old belief, that old lie we've been taught as children come to the surface. And we begin to think to ourselves, am I on God's nice list or God's naughty list? Am I one of his bad children that he doesn't really like? Am I on God's bad list? Because you look at other Christians and you look at other people in the world and you think, wow, look at how they're being blessed. Look at how God is blessing them. You look at your own situation and you neglect for the time being all the things that God has blessed you with, and you focus so much on what God has not blessed you with, especially when you compare yourself to other people. And you begin to think, wow, I don't think God likes me. I think God loves me, but he doesn't like me. I think I'm on God's bad list. You know, God has no choice but to take me to heaven because he saved me, but God probably regrets that he saved me. But because he can't contradict himself, he has no choice. And we begin to think like that sometimes whenever we go through trials or we don't get our prayers answered in our timing. And that old mentality, that naughty list and nice list, Santa Claus mentality, comes to the surface and it rears its ugly head in our walk with God. And we begin to entertain wrong beliefs that maybe we committed some kind of sin. Maybe we have sin in our lives. And let me tell you this. Do you have sin in your life? You know, probably you do. Probably you do. We all do. We all have some sin that easily besets us. We all have some kind of thing in our life. We all have some kind of weakness, some kind of thorn in our flesh, some kind of propensity towards evil. We all have it. That's because we are living in this side of life. We have the spirit that wars against the flesh. And we all have this flesh, this old sinful nature to walk around with. So do you have sin? Sure. If you take anybody, you take the best Christian in the world, and you search them thoroughly enough, you will find a lot of sin. Even Paul said, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwells no good thing. He said, oh wretched man that I am. He said, I am the least of the apostles, the greatest of sinners, the chief of sinners. Paul, the apostle Paul, described himself that way. So do you have some kind of sin in your life? You probably do. But I'm here to tell you this. If you are a born-again Christian, that has nothing to do with whatever trials you go through. That has nothing to do with whether or not God blesses you. That has nothing to do with God answering your prayers. As Christmas time comes around, you all have, those of you who have children and you're shopping for Christmas gifts for these children, tell me something. Do you choose a gift for your child based on how good the child is? And with most parents, they will tell you no. They just want to give their children good gifts. They want to see their children happy around Christmas time. It doesn't matter if they were good or bad throughout the year. They just want their children to be happy. And the Bible says, if you, being evil, knows how to give good gifts, how much so your Father which is in heaven? Our blessings from God are based on God's grace. I want to read a bunch of scriptures. Reading from Psalm chapter 109. It's one of these so-called imprecatory psalms. I'm going to read parts of it. The psalmist is praying to God and he's saying, God, do not keep silent, O God of my praise. For the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful have opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They have surrounded me with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. In return for my love, they are my accusers. But I give myself to prayer. Thus they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for love. Here's how he prayed. He said, Lord, set a wicked man over him. Let Satan stand at his right hand. When he is judged, let him be found guilty. Let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few. Let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless. Let his wife be a widow. Let his children become vagabonds. And let them beg. Let them seek their bread also from desolate places. And let the creditor seize all that he has. Let his strangers plunder his labor. Let there be none to extend mercy to him. Nor let there be any to favor his fatherless children. Let his posterity be cut off, and in the generation following, let their name be blotted out. Amazing kind of prayers. But then in the same psalm, going down to verse 21, here's what he said. But you, O God the Lord, deal with me for your name's sake, because your mercy is good, deliver me. And he went on to say, let my accusers be clothed with shame, but let your servant rejoice. It's amazing how he prayed. Even back in the Old Testament, the psalmist knew, that if he had to pray for justice, he will be found guilty and unworthy. He knew, even though he's praying for judgment against his enemies, he's praying for mercy and grace for himself. Because he knew that if God dealt with him according to justice, he would be in huge trouble. He needed God to deal with him according to mercy, and that's a powerful thing. Even in the Old Testament, the psalmist David understood that. How much more so now? Many of us like to pray for justice, but do you know that if God dealt with you according to justice, you would be in really big trouble? All the blessings of God are based on his grace. Salvation is based on his grace. You think, suppose somebody says, I don't think God could save me because I'm too evil. Obviously, you will tell them it doesn't matter how evil you are. God could save you anyway, and that is true of any blessing of God. Why do you think you have to be good? Why do you think you have to be on a nice list to receive blessings from God? God's blessings are based on His grace. It is either we trust God or we trust in ourselves. And if you say God is not blessing you because you have some sin in your life or because you're not good enough, then you're not really trusting God. You're trusting in your own righteousness. Because you believe it is your righteousness that is not good enough, and that is why God is not blessing you. God does not bless us because of our righteousness. Our righteousness is as filthy rags. God wouldn't even wash His car with our righteousness. It's that dirty. It's filthy. God blesses us because of His grace and of His mercy. And very often, we go through trials. You see, we cannot earn the favor of God. Favor means unmerited grace. And very often, when we go through these trials, we begin to think all of these thoughts. You know, maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe I have some kind of sin. And like I said, maybe you do. Every now and then as a Christian, it's important to search yourself. Allow the Holy Spirit to search your heart and try you to see if there be any wicked way in you. But none of that has anything to do with the blessings of God. You're supposed to want to be righteous so that you could be in right standing with God, so that you could be pleasing to God, not so that God will bless you. God blesses you based on His grace. Look at how the psalmist prayed. The psalmist prayed, "Lord, bring judgment on my enemies, but against me bring mercy." Because he knew better than that. It wasn't like he was saying, "Well, my enemy is so bad and I'm so good." No way. He knew that he was just as bad as the enemy that he was praying against. So he had to pray judgment against his enemies, but he had to pray mercy for himself. That was his only chance, and that is our only chance as well. Any blessing we get is based on God's mercy and God's love and His grace. So as you prepare to celebrate Christmas and you go out shopping and buying gifts for your kids, remember this. You don't buy gifts for your kids based on how good they were or how bad they were for the year. You buy gifts for them based on the fact that they are your kids and you love them. Now, if they were bad, then you will punish them in an appropriate way. But that is completely separate from the gifts that you will buy for them on their birthday or on Christmas Day or any other time of the year. And that is exactly how God is with us. The Bible says, if we, being evil, know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more our Father in heaven will bless us. That is how God is. God blesses us because He loves us, because we are His children, and because He has some plan and purpose that He would like to accomplish through it. And yes, God does chastise us sometimes, but that is completely separate. If you are committing sin, yes, God will deal with you. And He will deal with you like a loving Heavenly Father. He will lead you into some kind of trial that will wake you up. But that is completely separate from the blessings of God. The blessings of God have nothing to do with how good or bad you were, but based on the fact that you are a child of God, God wants to bless you, and God has some plan and purpose for giving you a particular blessing. So I want you to stop thinking of God as this ogre in the sky who is just ready to rain down fire and brimstone upon His own people every time they slip up. That is not the God we serve. Remember His grace and stop living in condemnation.
Join us again for our next program. Find us online at BibleIssues.org. Join us also on our Facebook group. To be able to access the group, go to BibleIssues.org, where you will find the link. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can catch up online at BibleIssues.org. Look for the audio sermons link. God bless you and hope you join us next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chady and Indira Rampal Chady every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.